Welcome to Everything Geekdom. I'm your host, Trevor. I am going to talk about AEW Double or Nothing that happened last night. Today is May 30th, 2022, and good lord, I haven't posted in forever, so I apologize. Stay tuned, and we will, you know, be back. Good lord, a lot of stuff has happened in the past day for AEW Double or Nothing. That word, yes, I said that hardcore messed up. But either way, a lot of stuff has happened. Ember Moon, a.k.a. Athena, showed up. Some unknown other guy showed up. I forget his name. CM Punk, spoilers, has won the World Heavyweight Championship, which I'm pretty sure you all have known about. Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy retained their title. Sammy Guevara and Tay Conti made out a lot. And a lot. And a lot. Oh my god, I was so uncomfortable, weren't you? Anarchy on the in the arena was pretty epic until the ending, which was jack shit and crap. So jack shit and crap together just makes a poopy kind of ending for an episode or for a match. Of course, Jericho appreciation. I can't say that either. A society one, boo, but it just was hilarious. There was hilarity ensued where Santana Ortiz jumped off a ladder into tables with two other guys. Chris Jericho was trying to get away with an electric chair. And, you know, John Moxley, I almost said Knoxville, good lord. John Moxley did his crazy entrance stuff where he was throwing everything around and beating up everybody while a wild thing was going on, which was hilarious. I liked it. So, all in all, it was a good pay-per-view, worth a buy. You can purchase it still on BNR Live and watch it now, or Fight TV, or, you know, you can click the like or subscribe on my page here on Apple, Spotify, Google, and, of course, Anchor, because, as you know, I'm going to put an ad here in a minute that I hopefully don't flub up this time on, and that says Anchor is a good place to record for, and it's easy and it's one-stop shop for everything you want to do. So I'm already, you know, doing an ad for him. So anyways, Britt Baker won, Adam Cole won. They got spiffy, cool little titles. I think they get to keep. They won the trophy. They get their names engraved on the trophy. And it was to be expected because they're like a star couple in there, like Sammy Guevara and Tay Conti, but they're a lot less awkward. Julia Hart finally switched to the dark side and joined the House of Black, or the Black of House, the House of Black, I believe is what it's called. And then during the Anna Jay versus, what is her name? I totally forget her name. The TBS, TNT, TBS champ. Oh my god, I can't remember her name. It's a blank. Corda Jade? Cora?
No.
Whoever it was. Anyways, it was 3-on-2 because Chris Statlander came out, and then Athena, aka Ember Moon, came out. Worth a watch. I'm so excited she's there. About damn time, girl. Awesome. Congrats that she's there. Wardlow beat the crap out of MJF. Well, put him through a lot of power bombs. I think I counted 10. And then he became All Elite because he is out of what's-his-name's contract, MJF. Danhausen and Hookhausen won, which is awesome. And that was about it for the highlights of the good matches. There were some pretty decent matches there, some entertaining things, but not what I thought would happen. I was kind of hoping Bray Wyatt or Johnny Gargano would show up, but they didn't. But that's okay. And that's all I got. So, quick episode. I miss you guys. I'm glad I'm back. And, remember to email me if you have any questions at deathbymuffins1@gmail.com. Make sure you like this page. Make sure you subscribe to me. Make sure you listen to all my stuff, 'cause I have a lot of good stuff, a lot of history lessons with stuff, with comic books, especially, and anything, well, you guessed it, everything geekdom. So, thanks again. Love you guys. Much love. And remember, be excellent to each other.